This is the Truth Network.
Is it possible that a terrible disease, a virus, could bring about the revival of a nation or of our world? How could that be? Well, with us today is the most interesting guest, a man of God who's the president of the Slavic Gospel Association, SGA. This guy is a part of, connected to hundreds and thousands of churches across Russia. And a lot of you, maybe that are more Western in America, you've been dealing with this virus and the news and the fake news and the stuff going on, and maybe family members that are beleaguered with this, and we've been praying for the medical community. But what's going on with the church? Michael Johnson, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. The Lord is moving. God is alive in Russia, brother. Is that right?
Absolutely. God is alive. No question about that.
Tell us, you know, this is the most fascinating interview, and I've known you for some time, and I really appreciate your ministry, and I've known those who've been a part of this ministry. It's a different world in communist Russia. It's a different world across Eastern Europe and a lot of the countries where you serve and where you are building into these pastors. Let's just maybe, we take so much for granted here, don't we? But can you give us a little bit of a wake-up call, brother? Tell us what breaks your heart right now.
Well, there's a lot of things that break my heart right now, particularly in light of what's happening around the world. I just want to start by sharing just the insight from a study that I just recently read from a big data company, which they did an analysis of ongoing discussions that are taking place on social media sites throughout the New York City metro area related to the COVID-19. And what they found was that roughly 80% of the people in their comments and posts expressed a high level of uncertainty about their futures and the underlying loss of purpose. But what they also said was that they needed to find meaning in this new confined reality. So in my view, if this is happening in New York City, this is happening all around the world. And I want to tell you something. It's not just meaning. It's not just purpose. It's about our own mortalities. In other words, what is going to happen to me if I contract this disease and I die?
Yeah.
And people are now asking that question of themselves, and they're looking for answers. And that's why I believe this represents the greatest opportunity for the proclamation of the gospel in modern day history.
Wow.
This is a worldwide pandemic, and these questions are being asked by individuals all around the world. Whew. And God is opening hearts up.
Yeah. And you're going to tell
us.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm excited to hear how you tell us this, what's going on. I mean, you know, we thought that when the wall came down between communism, that was the thing. But you're telling me that there's another wall coming down, and hearts are opening the gospel, as you just mentioned, you know, across the Soviet Union and really across the world, because we're faced with our own mortality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's interesting about this is that when the wall came down 30 years ago, when God brought the wall down 30 years ago, I mean, our ministry started in 1934, and by a man named Peter Daneka. He prayed his entire life that God would bring the walls of communism down, and he passed away, and 2 years later, God answered his prayer.
Wow.
Unbeknownst, we didn't see it coming. Nobody saw it coming, but God saw it coming, and he brought the walls of communism down. And those churches and those Christians had been persecuted for years and years and years. And I talked to, you know, young people whose fathers and pastors and grandfathers were taken away in those Siberian camps and killed for their faith. And so those churches are being built upon a foundation of great sacrifice and persecution. And they are strong churches because they're built on the blood of the martyr. And they have a tremendous passion for the gospel. And they recognize what we recognize, which is this truly is the greatest opportunity for the proclamation of the gospel.
Wow.
And they are going to take advantage of that. And they're going to do everything they can to see their nations won to Christ.
Wow, Michael, we're here.
These are dedicated Christians. These are wonderful people. Mm. And they have a tremendous passion for their faith.
Yeah, we're hearing these words that we've never heard before, like quarantine, stay home, don't go out anywhere. So my sister sent me this. This is so timely that God brought us together today. Michael Johnson, Slavic Gospel Association, amazing group, over 6,000 churches across Russia, across Eastern Europe that are connected by Christ, that are reaching their cultures. These are Christians, by the way, who've been beaten up. They've been some pastors imprisoned over the last multi-decades, over the last century for their faith in Jesus simply because they're preaching the gospel. There's Christians that have been they've just disappeared in Russia.
Absolutely.
Because they love Jesus. And you know all you and Michael has all kinds of stories, but he's graciously joined us today to talk about how we can have a heart for our world, a heart for bringing people to our real home, which is heaven, and which lasts forever. And this text my sister sent to our whole family. We have this little group text thing. My sister Kathy, who's amazing, her husband John, my brother-in-law John's an awesome pastor down in Ponte Vedra, Florida, the area, you know, Jacksonville. By the way, hello to all of our friends listening down there on 91.7 FM, 91.3 FM, and 91.9 FM across St. Augustine. Great folks. And this is what Catherine sent me. She said, I just spoke to our friends in Moscow. They stay in a two-bedroom apartment at all times. Now, bear in mind, we're all complaining about, you know, quarantine. I got to stay at home or I got to take extra precautions. They can leave their little tiny apartment twice a week to go to a store. They have been only if they've been given an electronic pass to go. They can take their trash out once a day. But other than that, they have to remain in their little apartment at all times. He said to me, quote, we are fine. They, the government, command and we obey. Wow, can't even imagine. Yeah. And then she says this, thank the Lord for family, sunshine, and the freedom to go outside for a walk. You know, here in America, it's truly account your many blessings and name them one by one moment. I mean, we have no idea these dear Russian Christians who are confined to tiny apartments and waiting in long lines for food and not able to go out. But on top of that, compound that with a sickness and the dealing with depression and alcoholism over there is, Michael, it's killer, literally. Go ahead.
Yeah, it really is. And I recently had a conversation with the president of the Baptist Union in Moscow, and I asked him about what's happening, and he said basically all the oblasts have been impacted, but they've been affected at different levels. When you get out into far eastern Russia, because the population isn't as dense, it's not as bad. But when you get into Moscow, St. Petersburg, and those cities in central Russia, it is pretty rough. Mm. And what compounds the problem is the fact that their economy is primarily based upon the price of fossil fuels. Mm. And with the crash of the oil prices, it's really going to deeply impact their economy. So there are people who are going to lose their jobs. Their average salary is about $500 per month. And many of those people will be out on the streets. And there's going to be a tremendous amount of need that these people are going to have. And Russia and those countries are about three weeks behind the U.S., so they're getting hit pretty hard right now, and I think it's going to last longer there than it is here. I mean, we go to the store, they're out of bathroom tissue, we go the next day, it's replenished. They don't have the supply chain, so when they run out of things, it'll take weeks for those items to come back. So again, people, there's a lot of fear there, there's a lot of uncertainty. People are dying as a result of the disease, and it's all over the news. So this is where people are looking for hope, and the churches there have an opportunity to do that. So they are adapting in the same way that we are. They're doing their online services, and they're getting out wherever they can to meet the needs of these people, and they're using whatever resources they do have. But for us, we exist to serve those churches. And can I just spend a couple of minutes talking about our ministry?
I want you to talk about your ministry, but I want you to do it in the next segment. We're coming up against a break, and we're going to hear from our awesome podcast partners and from our local stations that need to identify themselves and whatnot that so many people carry. The Life FM just came on board as an affiliate. Wilkins Radio Network, The Truth across Florida. Thank you to all of our awesome partners that carry Truth Talk Weekend. And to our awesome podcast partners at Curious, Christ Over COVID calls for global prayer as the coronavirus ravages Russia, former Soviet nations. With us is Michael Johnson, the head of the Slavic Gospel Association. Michael, we're going into a quick break, but first remind our people how important it is that we focus on Christ and lifting him up, and we get on our knees and join in your prayer call. You got 30 seconds on that, and then we're going to take a quick break. Go quick.
Okay. Our founder, Peter Daneka, wrote a book called Much Prayer, Much Power. And he was a lifelong prayer warrior, so much so that Billy Graham used to invite him to the Crusades so that he could do the all-night prayer vigils before his Crusades. This is a ministry that is based upon prayer, and we are called to prayer. And so for us, when I developed the concept of Christ over COVID, the first priority before anything was a call to prayer, because it's only through prayer that hearts will be reached, and that through this situation, many, many people might come to faith in Christ. And ultimately, that's our goal. That's been the passion of our ministry. What our ministry is about is sharing the gospel, equipping the church, and helping the forgotten. And that only comes through the answer to prayer.
Okay, more coming up on the ministry of SGA, the Slavic Gospel Association, and how God is using this crazy disease to open hearts like nothing we've seen since the fall of the Iron Curtain. A direct quote from our guest, Michael Johnson. And if you stay tuned a little longer, you're going to hear how this guy, as a businessman, came to faith in Christ. I love his testimony. More coming up. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Christ over COVID. Stay tuned. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors. What does this coronavirus have to do with missions? What does it have to do with revival? What does it have to do with thousands of people coming to Christ? Have you connected the dots yet, Christian? Wow. Have you seen what God is doing? Well, there's a man of God on the phone with me who's given me a wake-up call, a call to prayer. I love the title. I haven't gotten many press releases like this, but I love the title, Christ Over COVID. It's a prayer call for global prayer as this coronavirus ravages Russia, the former Soviet nations, and what God's doing to open hearts. Michael Johnson, Slavic Gospel Association, you guys didn't just pop up when this virus pops up. You guys have been here nearly a century sharing the good news of Jesus in some of the hardest, toughest communistic area, even some of the most persecuted areas for Christians in the world. We're talking about the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, all the Stans. We're talking about Russia and Moscow, all that area. Tell us a little bit about the passion behind SGA. Michael Johnson, it's so good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Well, again, the ministry was started in 1934 by Peter Danica. He was an immigrant from the country of Belarus. He came here in the early 20th century. Came here because his family was dying because of a famine back in those days. So he came to get a job, make money, and send it back so that his family could survive. Shortly after he got here, he moved to Chicago. People from the Moody Church reached out to him. He came to faith in Christ, and one thing led to another, and he started this ministry in 1934. We were primarily involved in the covert distribution of books and Bibles throughout the Soviet Union. Also, we had a radio ministry that was broadcasting Christian radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in, around, and through the Iron Curtain. And right around the time when the communists said that they were going to eliminate their entire nations of religion and put the last Bible under glass in a museum in St. Petersburg, we cranked up our radio broadcast. So this ministry in many ways kept the gospel open to the Christians in those countries who would listen to the broadcasts in their attics and their cellars so that the officials didn't know what they were doing.
Wow.
When the wall came down, things changed. Freedom came to those countries. And Dr. Provost, Bob Provost, your friend and my friend and my mentor, was brought to the ministry as the president. And we went to the church, approached the churches, and we asked them what was their priority. And we're talking about the Union of Evangelical Christians, Baptist churches, the largest group of Protestant evangelical churches in those countries. And they said, you know, freedom is coming, but our first priority needs to be the training of our pastors in sound Bible study methods and sound theology. Please help us to do that. So Bob introduced the leaders of those countries to Dr. John MacArthur. And he brought a team of people under the leadership of an individual by the name of Jakub Tkachenko, who was sort of the theological leader at the time. And John is a very gracious person. They came and he gave a presentation of his ministry and his theology and how he trains his pastors. And Dr. Tkachenko, it's a great story, started crying. And John said, "Did I do say something to offend you?" He said, "No. These aren't tears of sadness. These are tears of joy, because we know freedom is coming, and yeah. we know there's going to be a lot of well-meaning Christians that are coming from the West to help us, but we're not quite sure who to trust. And we have now found somebody that we can trust." So between SGA, Dr. Provost, and John MacArthur and his ministry, we've been able to help them build a theological training infrastructure throughout those countries, seminaries in Russia, in Ukraine, in wow. Belarus, in Kazakhstan, in Tajikistan, and all over those lands. John is is by far the leading Bible teacher and theologian across the entire former Soviet Union, and because of this partnership, we have been able to heavily influence and positively influence those churches yep. so that those churches are built upon a foundation of a strong doctrine and theology.
Yeah. Wow. And let me set the context here. Folks listening, this you're hearing the voice of Michael Johnson. I've been friends with this guy for a long time. He loves Jesus. He loves God's Word. He's directly involved in getting the Word of God to the people across Russia, Georgia, Ukraine, all these Slavic nations. But guess what else is spreading? The COVID-19 is spreading. And it's amazing how God's using that tragedy that is, you know, as Joseph said to his brothers, what you intended for evil, God's using for good. You know, the evil one comes to steal, kill, and destroy. This disease is, yeah, it's horrible. But now what's happening is the church is awake. The church is coming to life even more. The church is working to reach out people. Here's a direct quote from someone who, people in villages are saying, quote, "Only your church helps us." I mean, that, you know, so people that were cold to the church before are now saying, wow, these people of God, you know, are loving us. Now, here's the context. In America, we can protest. And of course, the communism, you know, thanks to our good buddies in China who sent us this crazy thing, you know, and all the communism related to that. And, you know, now there is a communism infiltrating America where the government, you know, we think, well, they're too controlled. They're making us stay home and all that. But Americans can protest peacefully, and a lot of them have, and Americans can go out and do a lot more. But so that's not what we're here to debate today, okay? Michael's glad because, you know, I'm not putting him on the hot seat there. We're not going to get into the politics of it in America, but we are going to say in Russia, they are actually will throw you in jail. There's potential imprisonment if you violate the quarantine stuff there. They got tankers spraying disinfectant on Moscow streets. There's potential martial law. So these Soviet countries, these communist countries are far more strict, and they're in a lot more dire straits. And so people are hurting, and they're not able to leave, and they're really stuck. And you're talking about a 4,170-mile landmass that is just massive. So so there's the bleak picture, but Michael, in the darkness, the light of Jesus is shining, and God's using SGA. God's using your ministry.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Give us some hope here as we come to the end of this last segment.
Okay. My favorite verse, John 4:37-38, where Jesus says, "For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." God has opened up an opportunity for us to enter into the labor of these wonderful Christians who are doing everything they can to reach out to the people in their communities in their time of need, their time of distress. We have hundreds of workers working in orphanages in those countries through local evangelical churches. Some of those orphanages are closing down now. The children are being sent back into their homes, homes where there was abuse and violence, and they want to go back to the orphanages. Mm. So it's a very difficult situation. But these Christians, whether they be in the cities, towns, or villages, are doing everything they can. They're very resourceful. to reach out to the people who are in need so that they can minister to them both in word and deed.
Wow.
They're wonderful Christians. They have boldness in the sharing the gospel. And as a result of this, we've seen this in the war zone where we're working, both on the Russian and the Ukrainian side, as a result of the children that are still suffering from the effects of Chernobyl. There's tremendous people with tremendous need, but in the midst of this, these loving, compassionate Christians are out there,
wow.
whether COVID is there or not, out there ministering to
yep.
people, because COVID-19 has no power over God. God has total
Amen.
Power over COVID-19.
Yep.
Not only that, but he has power over the entire universe. And so we can rest in that fact, knowing that God is in control, and we know how this is going to end, you know,
that's
because
exactly
ultimately
right.
God is going to be triumphant, and we yeah. have access to him through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. And like many of you, like I would say earlier in my earlier years, before I had a clue about what God's doing in the world, and I still am learning, thanks to brothers like Michael Johnson, who's our guest right now from the Slavic Gospel Association, SGA. Let me tell you something. Some of you might be thinking, so what? You know, who cares about Russia? I got my own problems. Well, let me tell you about Russia. They don't have the Bibles, the resources. They don't have the Christian radio. They don't have all the amazing wealth we have. They don't have the luxuries we have. Many of you have a couple cars and this, and you know, have a job, this and that, or at least have a job to be laid off from. These folks are poor. They're on the brink of literally disaster. And there's orphans, widows, families in Russia that the SGA, Slavic Gospel Association, are ministering to. So we have so much. So when you say so what, like what, Stu, what do we care about Russia? Focus on my own problems. This is the problem. The problem in the world is sin. The only solution, the only cure to the disease, the virus of sin, which will take you to hell, is the Lord Jesus Christ and the good news of the gospel, that he came into this mess and he took our disease of sin, the curse of sin, on the death, and he who had no sin became sin for us so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. My friend Michael Johnson is just summoning all of you guys. Wake up. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. You have family if you're a Christian in Russia, spiritual family, brothers and sisters in Christ, pastors. Pray for them. Send them some money if you can, you know, as God leads. And pray for the lost, that many souls would come to Christ and this revival would continue. Michael Johnson, we're out of time in this segment. I want to thank you for coming. It's sga.org, right?
SGA.org/COVID, and you can sign up to receive our daily prayer update.
I love it.
You will be blessed by
yep.
them. We're providing up-to-the-minute information, stories, and specific prayer requests.
Yep.
Or you can call 1-800-BIBLE-50.
Fantastic. 1-800-BIBLE-50, and there's friends of yours that may want to hear in their own native Russian tongue. If you have Russian friends, resources at sga.org, Christ over COVID. Okay, so how does a kick-the-door-down, solid businessman go from climbing the corporate ladder to running one of the top Christian mission agencies in the world, and God's using him and his ministry to bring thousands to Christ through the Slavic Gospel Association and to reach millions with Christian radio in Russia? The former Iron Curtain has come down, but there's still tons of communism, tons of oppression, and also this coronavirus has deeply impacted them, but opened many doors and many hearts to the gospel. Michael Johnson, tell us your testimony, brother, and we'll go back when you were this young businessman in California, and then we'll fast forward here in these few minutes to how God's using you today with SGA and this Christ over Corona initiative that I love.
Yeah. Okay, so I grew up in Connecticut, and when I was and I grew up in the same church, actually, that the noted theologian Jonathan Edwards grew up in South Windsor, Connecticut.
No kidding.
And I was confirmed in the church, but when I was 19 years old, I finished a couple years of college, and I decided I wanted to see the world, so I went to California with some friends of mine, ended up spending 11 years there. And while I was there, the first year I was there, the only job I could find was working on a gas station in Santa Monica, California. And there was a wonderful, you know, person. His name was Danny Murphy, and Danny was an ex-biker, rode with a group called the Heathens. He had long hair and a chopped-out Harley Davidson, and we were talking one day, and he asked me. He said, "What are you doing tonight?" I said, "I'll probably go home drink some beer." I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "My wife and I, we have choir practice." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, we go to church every Sunday." I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "And I said, why?" He said, "Well, we're Christians." And I thought to myself, you know, I was confirmed in the church, and so I said, "Well, so am I." And he looks at me with a smile on his face. He goes, "No, you're not." So he said, I'll buy you breakfast tomorrow morning if you meet me at this pancake house. And so I went there, met him, and it was a meeting of CBMC, Christian Businessmen's Committee, which is now called Christian Businessmen's Connection. And there was a Bible teacher there. His name was Tom Brewer. He was going through the book of 1 Corinthians. And I'd never heard Bible teaching like that. And I was just this 19-year-old kid, you know, in California. And I went back. And within 2 months, I accepted Christ as Savior. And I spent a couple years in a Bible school and then finished up my undergraduate work. I met my wife, who was a successful advertising agency producer. And one thing led to another, and we moved back to New York City. I got a job working for a large advertising agency called Saatchi & Saatchi Compton at the time, and worked with a lot of Procter & Gamble brands and Johnson & Johnson, did a lot of new product launches with these international consumer brands like Tide detergent and Tylenol pain medication. And so we lived in Manhattan for 3 years, then we moved out to Brooklyn, and one day I was asked to accommodate our mission speaker who was coming in a couple of months, and I picked up the phone, and it was Bob Provost. And Bob Provost was working with a ministry called Send International, and he came and literally lit our church on fire for international missions. And not too long after that, Rob Provost graduated from the Master's College, went to Albania, and we were one of the first short-term missions teams to go to Albania and support Rob and his ministry. And a few years later, I was in transition. Bob Provost had come to the Slava Gospel Association. He contacted me one day, and he said, listen, Michael, we have a great story to tell the American churches and the American Christians about what God is doing a half a world away. And we need a professional like you to help tell that story. And so we prayed through that. And on the same day I got the offer for the Slava Gospel Association, I got my dream job offer in New York City, and the Lord moved us in this direction. So about 20 years ago or so, we moved here. I was vice president of advancement for the ministry for a number of years. God moved us in another direction. And I've been consulting with ministries for about 13 years. And so when Bob retired, the board called me back, and they offered me the position as president, and I've been here for 3 years, and it's just a wonderful opportunity. And Bob is still president emeritus. He still advises, and we're, the ministry is growing. We're expanding our work, and I literally cannot believe I get to do this.
It's like, pinch me. What am I doing? And this is what's wild, Michael, how our paths have crossed in over the years, but we recently, it wasn't until recently we made the connection because Rob Provost, Dr. Provost, was the provost at the Master's University under John MacArthur when I was there. And I used to hear him, he'd come back from Russia on fire for Jesus.
Yeah.
Just these pastors, you know, thousands in a room praying all night, just excited about the Lord. And, you know, they don't take words like repentance lightly. You know, they really...
No, they don't.
They are serious, and they've been so... just oppressed for the gospel, yet have such a deep joy. So Dr. Provost would share these testimonies in chapel, and so I caught on early that Slavic Gospel Association, man, this is the real deal, and now to have you at the helm is so exciting with your heart for Christ and evangelism and this Christ over COVID initiative as we wrap up here. And thanks for sharing your testimony. What a cool thing. Don't ever take for granted that someone knows the Lord, friends. You work with them. Maybe they go to church all the time, but going to church does not make you a Christian. They need to enter into a personal relationship with Jesus, not a religion. Only Jesus saves, and that's the message of Michael Johnson and the Slavic Gospel Association, and that's the message of all. That's why we do this crazy radio show and podcast. But what's your challenge out there with this Christ over COVID? And really, you could substitute the word COVID. You could substitute the word job. You can substitute the word career, Christ over family, Christ over ambitions, Christ over home. I mean, how we idolize our comforts. Michael Johnson, take us out of here and challenge us of this high ultimate priority of worshiping Jesus and Him alone and then spreading the message of Christ. We have in our arsenal the eternal, not just vaccine, but cure to the greatest disease of sin that will take you to hell forever. What did Jesus say? He said, don't fear those who can kill the body. He said, fear him who can kill both the body and soul in hell. And the last thing we want is someone, you know, many believers who die of the coronavirus, yeah, that's a horrible death. It's horrible to die any death. There's, by the way, there have been a lot more people killed from heart disease. There's a lot more people who have died from cancer and from the regular flu than this particular new virus, just for your information. And those are all science, those are all statistical facts. Dying, period, is bad. But a believer that dies, whether it's a Russian pastor who disappears and ends up in a pit with a bullet in his head from the KJB, you know, years ago, or even a modern martyr for Christ in the Middle East, which happens daily while we've been doing this broadcast, Christians have been slaughtered simply because they love Jesus. Those fates from disease, from the elements, from old age, from martyrdom for a believer, that is an entrance into heaven. That is a glorious thing. That is a transition into the presence of Almighty God. Now, for an unbeliever that doesn't have Christ, they've got a deeper disease, a deeper problem. And unless they have the Lord Jesus Christ, unless they repent of their sins and are converted, like Peter said beautifully in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, they'll never know true salvation. They'll never know the true peace and the cure that God sent Jesus to provide. Michael Johnson, take us home and challenge everyone to be a missionary in Russia and everywhere they are right now. Christ over COVID. What's your final words to everybody?
Well, my final word is, as I thought about this this initiative, I initially thought about it in terms of praying to end COVID, and I think that that's a valid prayer. But I had to step back and to try to really consider the mind of God in this. And the mind of God in this is certainly predicated on the fact that he is in control of all things. And ultimately, he wants to reconcile himself to his people. And for some reason, he has chosen his people to bring the message of hope and salvation to the world. And I just want to I just want to exhort everybody. What I share with you about the concerns that people are having when they're questioning their own mortality, these are your brothers, these are your sisters, these are your neighbors, these are the people that you work with. These are the thoughts and these are the fears that people are having in this entire situation. So we need to take ourselves out of the political debates. We need some of the political debates, and we need to really focus on the opportunities that God is opening up for us to share the love of Christ, to share the truth of his gospel with those people around us, because it is at this point that they are the most vulnerable and the most open to the word of God, because they indeed are questioning their own mortality. What's going to happen to me if I catch this virus and pass away? I know people that have died. I know people that have contracted the virus, and it is an ugly, very, very painful thing to go through, and many people don't survive. So please, I plead with you to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these people so that they might be reconciled to Christ, either now, whether they pass away in the short term or eventually, because we all know that we're not going to live forever. So that is my exhortation, a recognition that people are open.
Amen. That's so cool. Well, what a blessing, what a challenge, and that's why we're still here on this planet. If you're listening to my voice and you're a believer, you have a message to tell. Jesus identified you. He gave you a title. You are his witnesses, but he's not sending you alone. He said you will receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon you. And you will be my witnesses to Jerusalem, where you live, Judea, the next state over, Samaria, across the border, and the uttermost parts of the earth. So everyone listening, you're called to Russia. That means just take a few minutes to pray for Russia tonight with your family. It's that easy, right, Michael?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, come to our website, sga.org/COVID, and you can get the up-to-the-date activities and the ministry and the specific prayer requests as well, because we want to get as many people praying as possible.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much. God bless you. What a great visit, and what a great testimony. And pray for SGA, and share, by the way, share that website, sga.org, with all your Russian friends. They'll love to hear some things in their own language. And you guys have radio over there too, right? How do people hear your radio over there in Russia?
Well, the radio, we're not as involved in radio now because of priorities
okay.
have shifted.
Gotcha.
But certainly, groups like FEBC and
yes.
Council for Radio, they're
oh, yeah.
involved in that. So there's
Fantastic.
Opportunities there as well.
A lot of great resources. Awesome. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.